That's Al Green and the tail end of the noon whistle slash the makings of a root beer float, which let us know that you've got it tuned to 104.3 and 104.7. KHUM, cutting Eureka Arcata and the world of the Wazzlewoods, streaming on the web, khum.com, translator K282AB Ferndale. It is now time for Not For Kids Only. Not For Kids Only is kindly sponsored by the folks at Casa of Humboldt, the Humboldt County Library, and Om Shala Yoga. I want to give a shout out to those folks. And we are being joined now by local author of The World of Wazzlewoods. We've got Tyrell Bramwell here. Hey, Tyrell.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for making the trek through town to come visit us.
It was a whole 4 minutes with traffic.
Nice. Because you do live here in Ferndale, and you've written a new book about Ferndale. Can you talk to us a little bit
about
your new book?
Absolutely. The World of the Wazzlewoods. It is hopefully the first Fernandale fairy tale. Little play on the name of Ferndale. It's a children's chapter book. It's, you know, ages, second to fourth grade primarily, but great for family read aloud and just anybody who loves adventure and magic and all that kind of thing. And it plays on the Redwoods and everything that is Ferndale and the Lost Coast and Humboldt County and all the goods that we got here.
Nice. And so you wrote this this book. It's about, how many pages are in this book?
It's right around 100.
Right around 100 pages. And on the cover, there's this beautiful picture of Ferndale.
That's
right. It's recognizably Ferndale with the big steeple in the background and some redwoods. Did you do the artwork as well?
No, I worked with Edward Riojas. He's a professional illustrator out of Michigan. Did all the illustrations in the book, did the cover on the outside, and I have a partnership with him. I've been working with him on other projects as well, and he's just top-notch. So
cool.
Yeah.
So there's these two characters in your book, Fern and Dale. Can you tell us a little bit about those two?
Absolutely. Fern and Dale moved to Cream City, California with mom and dad and their dog, Maggie. They're living with grandpa and just kind of, it was my ability to communicate to the reader my first experience when I moved to Ferndale, but through the eyes of children. So Fern and her little brother Dale experience Main Street. They experience Fireman's Park, the Golden Gate Mercantile, the old steeple. And they have these adventures with these creatures called Wazzlewoods that are made out of redwood. And they, because they're made out of redwood, they have these special properties. They can come to life, and then the dog and the kids end up on having this adventure around town, and there's a lot of fun. Yeah, the kids, you know, they're kind of collecting these stories. They write their own fairy tales, so that's why it's called a Ferndale fairy tale. Fern and her brother Dale are actually, the story is told from Fern's perspective, as if she wrote the story herself. And just her encounter with this really cool town. And it's a little different from wherever everybody else lives.
And so what was it about Ferndale that inspired you to write this magical children's story?
Well, like a lot of people recognize, Ferndale is just like a backdrop for your dreams, right? I mean, it's like living in a storybook. You drive down Main Street, you see the architecture, you see the people. I swear, you know, it's like living in a Norman Rockwell painting. When that pharmacist crosses the street with his dog and his white lab coat to get a cup of coffee from the pie shop, it's like, wow, where am I at? So just everyday experiences, living in town, and then meeting the people. When I actually met the owners of some of our shops, like the old steeple, when I met Paul, when I met the owners of the Golden Gate Mercantile, and just the love and just this really cool vibe that our town gives off. And then add into that, you know, this air of mystery with the redwoods, these giant ancient trees, and then you got the Lost Coast and the fog, and like it's the makings of a great story.
It is kind of a magical spot, and it sounds like this is a really unique vessel to carry it into the imaginations of folks, and to have these characters, the Wazzlewoods, add that extra bit of magic into the story. So when did you finish this book? How long did you work on it?
I wrote that book about a year ago when I'd been here for about a year. And, I don't know how long it took me to write. It kind of just streamed out of me. But the whole project from beginning to end probably took about 7-8 months to go from the concept in my mind to finished product.
Cool. And you were saying that it's geared towards like second, fourth grade reading level?
Yeah, spot on for a second to fourth grader, someone who loves, both in content and in readability. So a second to fourth grader could read it real easily, but the content also is, the kids aren't going to get caught up in stuff they don't understand, right? That's too old for them or whatever. In that way, even adults like it because it kind of takes you back to an age of innocence and just a little bit of that naive perspective on life that we kind of long for, like before we learn all the things that this world has, in store for us.
For sure. And do you have a question? DJ Hot Diggity Dog is here.
Where can you find these books, like in Ferndale or in like Humboldt?
Wonderful question. They're on sale at Chapman's Bookery on Main Street in Ferndale right now. That's the only place locally you can get them. After the Christmas rush, I hope to get out and distribute them around the county, but right now it's just at Chapman's Bookery. And if you're out of the area, you can get them at Amazon, of course, simplest place, but also my website, TyrellBramwell.com.
Tyrell Bramwell, who is joining us. He's the author of The World of the Wazzlewoods, a Ferndale fairy tale inspired by the Victorian city of Ferndale. City? It's not a city. It's a town, right?
That's right, a town.
We're a town. And
a village.
A village. It is the Victorian village.
And it's magical.
It is magical. Also, DJ Hot Diggity Dog is here. She's on her winter break right now, so she's helping us hold it down with a root beer float, and she got a copy actually of this book for Christmas, which was how I learned about you as an author. But it's super cool that Ferndale has its own book, and you brought in a copy for us to give away on the air. So how would you like to do that? Do you want to come up with like a trivia question, or do you want to just I'm kind of putting you on the spot
with
that.
Yeah, you are, but that's
sorry.
Okay. That's all right. How about, I don't know, can we select like maybe just a really cool memory of Ferndale or something? Something people can just...
Can just call in and say their favorite memory of Ferndale?
Yeah, something that they love about this
something
area.
Something that they say that they love about this area.
And how about we let what was it?
Hot Diggity Dog.
Select
that's her DJ.
Winner. Would that be all right?
That would be all right. This would need the bell. You've got the bell here. And also, you would need to go put on some headphones so you can hear the callers that would call in.
Wait, so we're doing...
So we're going to have people call in. You can call here, 786-5486, 786-K-HUM. And I'm going to say probably the first person to call and reminisce on the air of a fond memory of Ferndale or something that they like about Ferndale. The first person to give us a call and talk about Ferndale at 786-5486 will win a copy of The World of the Wazzlewoods. And then it will also be a signed copy, right?
Signed.
Okay. So we've got some folks calling in. Is that not plugged in, DJ Hot Diggity Dog?
No.
Okay.
No, but dump.
We'll have to plug it in over here.
Bow.
K-Hum, you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Deb Woods.
Hey, Deb Woods.
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Well, I couldn't resist calling because
Hi,
Bela. I found a book at the bookstore, the Bookery, which is now a music store, and I just find Ferndale to be incredible. Like, when I first came here, the music store didn't exist. And then he moved in, when the fabric store moved out, the itty-bitty quilt shop, I was devastated because I'm a seamstress. But then the music store moved in, and I was fine again. Well, then a fabric store moves in across the street, and I have got my cake and eat it, too. And then they move out, but he moves in over there. And now he's got the old steeple where he's bringing music in, and it's just amazing. We've got Paul Beatty, that is, bringing music in, and one of my fondest memories of Ferndale is what's happening now. I mean, it just relates to the foundation everybody's built about caring for each other and looking after folks. And this is a sweet home.
Ferndale is a sweet home, and I will say the old steeple is definitely sweetens the pot here in Ferndale for sure. So,
well,
Deb, it looks like you're the winner. You want to ring the bell?
Well, you know what? I have a copy of the book already.
You have a copy of the book already?
Give that one to someone who doesn't. I love the book. It's signed. I got it signed by Tyrell. Hey, Ty.
Hello.
And I'm really glad to tell everybody. It's a great, great little story. Lovely. And it's about Ferndale. Jeez.
Right? It's about your hometown. So you got to love that, too. All right. Well, thanks.
Okay, well,
thank you. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Grandma.
Okay. All right. That is Deb Woods and what she likes about Ferndale. Let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and we'll wrap it up because it's time for us to take a itty-bitty commercial break. And
commercial
then
break.
A commercial break, which is for some reason, we're really enthusiastic about that. And we're going to wrap it up for Not For Kids Only, but the first person to give me a call here at 786-5486 will take your call off the air, and we'll give you a copy of The World of the Wazza Woods. And it can be signed by a Tyrell right here on K-Hum. Wanted to give one more shout-out to the folks who sponsor Not For Kids Only, those being Om Shawl Yoga, the Humboldt County Library, and Casa of Humboldt. We're going to hear a little bit from those folks and some more of our sponsors here on K-Hum. We'll return with some music. Stick around.